It's not, so probably now it's going to be better. There we go. There was a, I think, an issue with the audio, but I think the audio works now. Maybe that's why Deb couldn't hear me earlier. So let me bring Debbie in here. Debbie, can you hear me okay? Hey, Debbie, can you hear me okay? Okay, so again, folks,
it's not, so probably now it's going to be better. Let me turn this off.
There we go. Okay, yes, folks, it looks like I had, there was a software setting in the Windows setting, of course. Some reason when you launch Zoom, it turns down the volume in Windows, and I don't know, that's like a glitch or something, and that happened again today, but here we are back on the air again, 5x5, thanks again for that. Okay, so Debbie Westlake is on the line with us right now. I see her connected through Zoom. She is out there by the where the trucker rally is. She was just here just a minute ago, and she had some video of what was going on with the truckers out there. So we're hoping to get Debbie back on the line here, but until she comes back on the line, this is her text to me. She can't hear me. She can hear me now. She'll be able to hear me now. That was the problem. It was the microphone here. So let's see. I'm texting back and forth. And again, this is not going to be like a standard news broadcast here, folks. This is going to be sort of dynamic. I know Debbie is on the road. She was driving. There was a spot that they were supposed to be. The truckers were supposed to be. And I think they catch that on her. So she's traveling now to another location for that. And let's see. Okay, so let me send her a message. Yes, folks, there's going to be sometimes it's going to be, again, we're just live trying to pull this live stream together in a remote location from a cell phone camera in a, probably a not a great cell phone area. Now, I know she went, Debbie, are you there? Debbie, can you hear me okay?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Good morning, Debbie. Thanks so much for joining us here. We're live on air. Appreciate you taking the trip there and heading to that location to get this trucker rally. Why don't you just go ahead and set the stage for us right now, Debbie? I know we're going to try to get some video going later on. We had a little video earlier, but why don't you go ahead and set the stage? There we go. Go ahead and set the stage for us and let us know what's going on here, Deb.
I'm currently in Sweetgrass, Montana, right, Canadian-U.S. border, joining the Freedom Convoy. The truckers, people are already lined up on the bridge here. It looks like it's going to be fun.
So is there any idea, Debbie, I know you've been posting on Facebook quite a bit, all these things on Facebook quite a bit. Do you have any... I think we lost her. We got her audio. Any indication, Debbie? There it is. And we're going to have folks, if you're on the video feed here, understand we're probably going to have these type of issues through the broadcast where Debbie's going to probably gap out and come back and gap out and come back again. But understand we're doing the best we can to be live on the ground here to give this information out to the folks. Debbie, do you have any idea how many people? I know you've been posting a lot of stuff and you're in sort of the groups there that take care of that follow
posting
that.
Posting on Facebook.
Do you have
quite
any
a
idea
bit.
How many people they're expecting or what type of turnout we're looking forward to here? And is it going to be coming down that road right there that you were videotaping? Is that where they're going to be coming?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's U.S. side. Turn around. There's Canada right behind me.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So you are right there at ground zero, basically. You can't get much of a better spot than you're at now. Excellent. Excellent. So that's Canada right there.
This is looking towards the U.S. side.
Oh, this is the U.S. Okay.
Turn back around.
That's Canada over there. Okay, right.
Canada
now, is that cars I see? Are there cars on the freeway there on the Canada side? So when you flip back to the Canada side, looks like there were cars in the lane way down there. Is that true? Oh, no, those are cars in a parking lot. Okay, that probably cars in a parking lot or something maybe. That's what that was.
Yeah, there's several trucks coming in from Canada. It looks like maybe parked up there. So probably have to do that for logbooks, you know.
Yeah, right on. Okay, so what type of when are we expecting the? I mean, there's again, Deb. I've heard upwards of a crazy number, like 100,000 trucks or something, maybe even more. You know, who knows?
I think that's in Ottawa. I believe that's what's supposed to be in Ottawa in Canada. I think that's the numbers there. I've heard crazy numbers too. I've heard anywhere from 2,000 to 19,000 coming out of California alone.
Wow. How many again? Sorry, I had to refresh the screen. What is it? How many?
I've heard anywhere between 2,000 to 19,000 coming out of California alone.
So you're not saying people, you're saying trucks, essentially.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
I don't know. I do know if you look down the highway just a little bit, right at the end of right at the beginning of the on-ramp, off-ramp, there's a truck down there that's been sitting there for about 15 minutes now, and it says Freedom Convoy on it, Mandate Freedom.
So they're just basically waiting for their compadres to show up, essentially, is what they're doing here.
Right. I don't think they're the pilot truck. I heard, you know how the grapevine is. I heard they were supposed to be in Shelby between 10 and 10:30. That's 35 miles south of Sweetgrass.
Okay. So, boy, I tell you, Deb, you couldn't have got a much better spot. Tell us a little bit about what time did you have to actually, I know you don't live super close to there. I know it's a few hours away. Were you able
Yes, sir. I left Helen at 4:30 this morning.
4:30 this morning, traveling across all the way up to Sweetgrass there. So fantastic. So are you in, Debbie, are you in the network? Are you sort of, have you been able to attach yourself, I guess, for lack of better terms, to the network of people that are following this here to get a little bit of an idea of what's going on? I mean, I know you post a lot of stuff on Facebook, a lot of videos. So you must be in some sort of a Facebook group or otherwise are able to get these videos to post them. Can you tell us about that?
You're fine. I'm sorry, Jim. I had another gentleman talking to me. Several people have come to me seeing my posts, and I have heard – I've had about 30 people say they're coming up from across the state.
30 people coming up from – but you have so there's Facebook groups, and I know Facebook –
Those are confirmed. I'm sure there's a lot more than that.
Right. So there was a, I don't know exactly, which posts were deleted or which were banned, but I know Facebook came out and they were trying to censor the information. They didn't want this information to get out. Did you have any issues with that, Debbie? Did you have any problem with them cutting off any of your posts regarding this trucker protest?
There was a couple that there was one video out that said that was out of South Carolina that Facebook flagged as false information. Other than that, the only real issues that I've had is up in Canada watching the web cams, the road cams, road condition cams. The government was turning those cameras off so people couldn't see what was going on.
So this is a dangerous thing for a government, Debbie, and you hate to get into a political conversation, but everything seems to be political these days. This is not really good for those in charge when the peasants rise up and protest. This is not good for them. They don't like to see that. Now, I'm understanding that the coward in chief there of Canada, Trudeau, has apparently had COVID, even though I guess that's not even true, but at any rate, he's nowhere to be found. He's sort of bailed on the whole thing. And would you expect any less from that?
I kind of figured he'd hide in his basement.
What's that?
I kind of figured he'd hide in his basement like Biden did last year.
Yeah, right on. So how many different states have you heard of, Debbie? I've heard that there's going to be a lot of people out west coming through there because there's only a certain amount of spots. There's only a few spots where people, I want to say there's three spots, and I may be wrong about this. I think one is in Michigan, one's here in Montana, and one is Massachusetts maybe, or I don't even know, somewhere out east or something.
On their website, it was New York.
New York, yeah. I don't even know if Massachusetts borders Canada. Probably doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Right. So of course it wouldn't be that. I was thinking New York, but I said Massachusetts anyway. There's only three locations that the trucks are allowed to come through. So Sweetgrass being one of them, we're expecting, from what I'm understanding from doing some preliminary research on this, Deb, is there's going to be a lot of West Coast, a lot of the West Coast people out here, you know, at a certain point, are it's going to be a lot closer to come here to Montana than it is to go to Michigan, which would be the next closest spot out west. So there could be just a, you know, we could see this whole road that you have right here on your camera. We could see that just bumper to bumper backed up here.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. I hope so too. So what's the ultimate goal? Have you got any grasp of what the ultimate goal is to this, Debbie? Are they looking to just shut down all the mandates? Are they looking to have the government come out and cry uncle? Or, you know, what if from your you know, your involvement in this, what's your take on that?
The statement from the organizers in Canada says they're staying in Ottawa until the mandates are lifted, all mandates. They're especially concerned with the trucker vax mandate, of course, but they're also concerned about this passport system that the governments are now using, where they can just track your phone. Once you come across, you don't even have to stop at the scales, because they know you've been there by your phone. That's not cool. Well, who else are they tracking?
Yeah, everyone. You know, that's a simple answer to that. They're tracking everyone. That's just, you know, I mean, you know, I don't know how else to say it. It's plain and simple. What is the, so tell us about Sweetgrass out there. I see there's a lot more people. It seems like the activity's picking up a little bit since you first came on. Looks like there's more cars coming down that road. Is it your thoughts that these people are here for the rally?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay, so Sweetgrass is not, let's face it, folks, if you haven't been to Montana, there's not any places that are, you'd consider like a thriving metropolis in Montana.
No.
Maybe Billings at the very.
This is the town of Sweetgrass. It's very tiny, very tiny. I should have looked up the population for you, but it's very small, and there's not a thing around for dozens of miles.
So I'm gonna give you a little bit of a recommendation here, Deb. Unless your tank is full, you might want to fill up your tank here pretty soon before the rush comes in, if there's a gas station available, because you
35 miles south. It's 35 miles south in Shelby.
That's the closest place to fuel up?
That's the closest one I know of.
Wow. Boy, that could be interesting. yeah, I've been in that situation before where I was traveling at night, and I was way in between a gas station. And I think my truck said I had like 6 or 7 miles left before I was going to run out of gas. And thankfully, there was a gas station there that was not attended, but open 24 hours in the middle of nowhere to save my bacon. Okay, so you're really much, you're there. So you've got enough gas to get down back down to Shelby, and that's really all you need.
Oh, yeah.
For now.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. So is there, has anything been set up as far as accommodations to, for people that want to, park there? Is it just, is there like, you know,
you
I'm
can
sure
see at the end, can you see down at the end where?
Kind of.
Yeah. There's a little bit of parking down there. It's filling up fast, though.
Wow, so it's good to see some people brought their youngins, so they've even got their got their children out there. That's good. Bringing them up right at a young age.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yep.
So you're saying that there's a parking area down there. How about the police presence? Is there a big police presence around there? Are they trying to direct traffic?
Oh no, they're with my flag.
You lost your flag?
Yes, sir.
It fell down the ground. It fell down on the highway.
It fell down underneath the overpass.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to set you off for a minute and go rescue it. I'll be right back, Jim.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Well, there goes Debbie Westlake. She's going to let me change this back here. She's going to retrieve her flag. So we will we'll wait for her to come back on the line. Hopefully that'll be pretty soon. And we'll connect with her again. It looks like a lot more people are showing up. Again, this is Northwest Survey News. I'm your host, James White. We're coming to you live from Kalispell, Montana. And we have Debbie Westlake, who is a friend of the show. She is down in Sweetgrass, Montana, with her phone. And she is, she has a pretty sweet spot, but she has to go down to get her flag now that fell underneath off the overpass onto the freeway. So she's heading down to get her flag right now. But when she comes back, I hope she can get her same spot back that she had before, because it was a pretty sweet spot. So we actually are simulcasting on Blog Talk Radio here. So we probably could take phone calls. I know we could take phone calls. If you want to call in when Debbie gets back on the line, we'll see how things shake out, but I'll give out the phone number now. I'm not going to take any calls right now, but I'll give out the number in case you want to call later on when we do get to that point. But the phone calls will be active for about another hour and 40 minutes. So if I do open up the phones, it may be in the last hour, but the number is 516-418-5884. That's 516-418-5884 is the dial-in number. And again, please don't dial in now. There, Debbie looks like she's back again. So let's bring Debbie back here up on the show. Debbie, can you hear me okay? I think she's muted.
Yeah, I can hear you again. I just wanted to give you a view from down below here real quick while I was here.
Yeah, pretty sweet. So you, okay, so what's going on is you dropped your flag and you went down there to pick it up. And so there's people piling up. Now, you should be able to get your spot back, right? You should be able to get your good spot up there. Okay, great. Excellent. All right, I'm going to go ahead and readjust this screen back again to get rid of this black on here. You don't know what I'm talking about because you can't really see
it. I'm going to run down here so you can see this parking area. It's not very big, but it is filling up fast. The rest area is right here. There's a bunch of people here already.
So there's a rest area. Did they install a rest area, or is that something that is it's permanent? Is that a permanent one, or has that been put up by the city?
Permanent rest area, yes. It's kind of built into that hill right there.
Okay.
The door's on the other side of that hill there.
Well, that's at least good, right? I mean, that's at least good. If you have a bunch of people piling into Sweetgrass, it's nice that at least they have a facility to be able to, a restroom facility. That's going to be important.
But you were at, as you were asking me earlier.
Yes.
Police presence.
Yes.
See
police
the
presence.
Officer in front of me. There's, I don't know how many are normally up here. I'm assuming this little tiny town can't have many officers.
but
there's quite a few. Oh, there's a news crew.
Oh yeah, of course there'll be a news crew there.
Over there.
So you're telling me that that there is. How many police officers there? Just like a car, like a patrol car, or are there several?
I've seen at least 15 patrol vehicles.
Wow. In Sweetgrass, 15? Yeah, they pulled somebody in from other
there was
locations.
Highway patrol on the highway coming in. They've been monitoring the area, definitely.
So that's interesting. Have you seen any state police?
Yeah, that's the second Toole County sheriff since I've seen you talk. We started talking about it.
Have you seen any state police vehicles?
Not at this moment, but I did earlier this morning. Yes.
Interesting. Well, as far as I know, none of these protests. As far as I know, Deb, none of these protests have been violent. Not any of them.
None.
Right?
None. And that's what we're really calling for. If anybody tries to infiltrate, if anybody tries to instigate, just step away, seek law enforcement, and don't engage. It's peaceful. We want to do this with peace and love.
Well, you know they're going to try to instigate, Deb. This is the way that they roll.
Yes, sir. I know. There's already rumors coming out of Canada, but we're going to keep, like I said, the organizers and everybody I know has all said we want to keep it peaceful.
Right.
So this is that parking lot.
So, hold on. Are they bussing people in here? What's that bus? Is it go? What is that? Is that like a school? Is that like a school bus or is that like a team? Is that like a sports team bus, or are they bussing people in literally to protest? Do you know?
Nebraska Huskers on it.
What's that?
This is Nebraska Huskers.
I don't think they made a wrong turn off the highway from Nebraska. I mean, that's a...
Who knows? The only person I'm seeing is the dog, so I don't think he's going to give me too much information.
No. No, probably not. So is it parked there? At a gas? Is that a gas?
Jim, I'll be right. I'll be back in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Okay, I think there she goes. So there, every time that she does that, it messes up this screen for the Zoom, folks. I'm going to go ahead and reset that back so I don't look like it looks really weird. So let me redo that here. So we are waiting for Debbie Westlake to get back on the line. She's right there at Ground Zero in Sweetgrass right now with the trucker at the trucker protest. They're expecting quite a few truckers to come through here pretty soon. I don't know when exactly, but they will be here pretty soon. And she'll be right there on top of it. Now, she has said that there's I got to believe for that town, a large police presence. If there's, as she said, she's seen probably 15 patrol cars, I believe is what she had said, if I remember correctly. So that seems to be like a lot for that area. But, you know, what do I know? I don't hang out there. Maybe it's not a lot of people for that area. Beats me. But that seems like a lot. It's not, you know, it's not a giant town. If you saw the video that she sent over there, it's not a huge town. I think 15 police would be a lot for Kalispell, for crying out loud. Maybe not, but that'd probably be the maximum people that are on at one time, I would guess, or close. So I don't know what they're expecting. I don't believe that there's been any violence at all in any of these events, for as far as I know. And, you know, as we've stated on this program lots and lots of times, there really is no need for violence. There's really no need. All you have to do is just not comply and say, we're just not going to put up with it anymore. And that's what people are doing here. And, you know, driving your truck and blocking traffic, peaceful way to protest. And, you know, you throw yourself against the wheels of the machine, the gears of the machine. Enough people do that, machine can't operate. And, you know, in this particular instance, the mechanism to gum up the works seems to be trucks and truckers. And, you know, again, there's really, you understand, there's really no stopping this. What are they going to do? If everybody parks and turns their truck off in the middle of the road, for example, there's not enough tow trucks in several states, probably not even Montana, but several states even surrounding Montana, enough tow trucks available that would be able to tow a rig. Remember, this is not saying they're going to get to that point, but I'm just, you know, taking things out to their furthest extent. There is no way they're going to be able to have to tow these trucks. They can write tickets and citations and make threats, but there's not anything that they can do. There's nothing they can do except write citations and make threats. If you've ever seen one of these rigs get towed, the tow truck that has to tow a rig is almost as big as the rig. In some cases, it is like another rig that's been turned into a tow truck. So there's not a whole lot of those because, I mean, I would suggest to you they're probably several hundred thousand dollars to get one of those tow trucks. If you've ever seen them, they're huge. So basically what it comes down to, it's impossible. It'd be impossible for them to remove those trucks once they're in place. I mean, impossible, but it would take years. I mean, it's never going to happen that way. It's checkmate. It's checkmate. It's checkmate for the establishment. If these truckers start doing this all over the country, they have no defense. They have no defense. They really don't. I mean, they could drop a nuke, which, you know, they're psychopaths. So that's something that they may have in their plan, in their playbook, probably do. I don't think they want to destroy the infrastructure. I think they want to keep that nice and pristine for their Chinese allies. Of course, they don't want to destroy the farmland because that is one of their, that's very coveted. It's very coveted by the CCP. And this is what all this is really for, folks. This is generally all the turmoil and stuff that you see going on. Here's Debbie. Well, she was back for a second. There she is. Okay, so Debbie's back with us again. Anyway, to finish that thought, the turmoil and everything you see going on right now, folks, a lot of it is due to the CCP and the fact that they are running out of farmland. They're running out of food. They're running out of food for their population, and they need other places to grow food. And there's no better place like the good old USA right there in the heartland and other places that they covet it very much. So they don't want the infrastructure destroyed, but they sure would like the people gone, because the people with all of our firearms get in the way of their master plan. That's why they have to kill us. That's why they're trying to kill us now. But that's just a very brief synopsis of a much larger, more complex issue that we're dealing with. But today we're talking about truckers. Debbie, can you hear me okay now? Or are you okay? Can you hear me? I think you have your mute button on. Let me hit the button to ask Debbie to unmute. There
can you
go.
Hear
Debbie,
me now?
I can hear you now. Okay. Let's do a recap, Deb, because you were off the line there for a minute. So let's give everyone that's just tuning in or may not be aware of what's going on, let's give them a little bit of a recap. Where are you at? What are you doing? What are you expecting to happen? And when do you think it's all going to take place? Debbie Westlake.
So I am here at Sweetgrass, Montana, U.S.-Canadian border, with many folks all standing up for freedom, and we're in support of a freedom convoy that's happening in Ottawa right now. We're expecting anywhere between 2,000 to 19,000 is the estimate I have heard last. Trucks coming up this highway any moment. Can you see that,
wow,
Jim, or is it losing my light?
No, no, you can see it. You said up to 19,000 trucks coming down this highway we're looking at right now, anytime, is what you're saying. I mean, they're on the way. You expect them there. Did you get any updates since you've been gone? Any updates on where they're at?
I haven't heard any updates. The last update I got was about an hour ago, and they said, I heard that they were supposed to be in Shelby between 10 and 10:30, and Shelby is 35 miles south of where I'm standing.
Okay, so their arrival is imminent. Basically, it's just a matter of time. So give us an idea about the scene around there. I see some more people driving up with flags. Where are these people coming from, Deb? Where are these people coming from? Shelby, is that where you think? Is that the highway that they're coming on?
Shelby, Sunburst, all surrounding communities. As far as I call them, want to go talk to a couple people, Jim?
Yeah, just go ahead and go and talk to a couple people. Ask them where they're from. Ask them why they're here.
First place to go live with Northwest Liberty News. Please turn my. Go ahead, guys.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot for showing up. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Great. Can you let me know where you're from, please?
Shelby, Montana.
You're from Shelby, Montana. Great. Another fine person from Shelby, Montana. Thanks so much for being here. My name is James White. I'm broadcasting live here on Northwest Liberty News out of Kalispell. And I'm delighted to see all of you folks show up there in support of these truckers. Why are you there? Can you tell us just your own personal, for your own, we know the event is as a rally, but why are you, everybody does things, you know, for personal reasons. Are you just tired of the mandates? Do you have family members that are being damaged and being fired from their jobs? Or give us your own personal reason why you're there today, please.
Because I'm not going to get vaccinated, because I think it's BS. And I don't think they should force vaccinations on anybody.
Well, I don't think they should force anything on anybody. But, yeah, you're right about vaccinations especially. So what's the general thought? I know you don't know the minds of everyone in Shelby, but generally speaking, do you find that your community backs your viewpoint and supports what you're doing?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Have you been following the truckers, their track? Have you been keeping track of that as they travel across different parts of the world now? I guess there's other. I guess in Italy now and in Germany they're doing it. So this is really catching on. Have you been following
Brazil, Australia?
I've been seeing the ones up in Canada, and that's why I had to be here. It's amazing.
It is amazing. We are living certainly in historic times. We're living in historic times, that's for sure. Well, we really appreciate you. Thanks so much for taking time. Thanks so much for standing up for liberty and standing up for freedom. And we appreciate you taking time to be with us here on the broadcast. Thank you. And was your first name again?
Shelly.
Shelly. Thanks again, Shelly. Shelly from Shelby. Shelly from Shelby.
Yep.
Wonderful. Excellent. Hi, how are you? Can you hear me okay? Hi.
Yes, I can.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great, great. Give us
handing out fireworks. I like these people.
So what brings you out today? What's your first name, please?
My first name is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
I was watching a podcast that Lee Dundas was on with Joe Oatman on Thursday, and she moved me to tears. I mean, the efforts that she's going to spread the word about the crimes against humanity being perpetrated on citizens, I couldn't not come. And so I got in my car and I drove up from Moscow, Idaho.
Awesome.
I did drive to Washington, D.C. for the January 6th rally last year. I just want to be counted. I want God and our fellow citizens to know that we are not bad people. We love our freedom. We love our country. We love our families. And we're willing to stand up for it and be seen and be heard.
Wow. I couldn't have put that better. That's excellent, Rebecca. So you're up from Idaho. Is that right, you said?
Yes.
Wow, great, great. Is there a lot of people that have come from Idaho with you? Are you and a group of folks?
I'm here by myself.
Here by yourself. Well, you know,
yeah, left in my own
at least you're there. Anything?
Yes,
go ahead.
I'm sorry?
No, I was going to say, go ahead.
I'm very, very troubled by the fact that, I can speak personally for myself. My mother and my grandmother have basically disowned me. They think that I'm a cultist because I don't believe in the COVID hoax. I haven't seen or talked to them in almost 2 years. The way this is tearing apart people, friends, family is absolutely disgusting. And I just want people to turn off their TVs and do some research and realize that we're not trying to spread lies. We're trying for them to get people to open their eyes and realize how stupid that they're being duped. And I'm tired of it.
Oh, they're being duped, all right. There's no denying that. Rebecca, thanks so much. We appreciate you being there today and driving all the way from Idaho. We love our friends in Idaho. I have many friends in Idaho. Thanks so much. We're sort of.
I'm planning on staying in Kalispell tonight, so I'll have to find out how to find this podcast so I can watch it.
Yeah, right on. Absolutely. It'll be on all of my channels, so it'll be up there. It's actually being live streamed right now. But Debbie can let you know. Debbie knows where to find it. Thanks so much, Rebecca. Drive safe.
No. All right. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Wow. All right, Deb. So, Debbie, if you can, there seems to be more and more people showing up. Do you see any activity on the freeway as far as trucks go?
Not really, no. It's pretty quiet, like it has been all morning.
Well, obviously, if there's, all those people are showing up there, then the word is out. They're coming through. I think it's just a matter of time again before they do.
Somewhere.
I can hear them up in Canada. I can hear their horns.
You can hear
if you step away from this noise over into Sweetgrass, you can hear them blowing their horns up there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And what's your name, please?
I'm Allison.
Hi, Allison. Thanks for joining us here today. Give us an idea.
Yeah.
Why are you here today, Allison? What brings you out on this beautiful Saturday Montana morning in support of these truckers?
I grew up here.
Are you from Sweetgrass?
Yeah, and I still live here. I work. I'm a local bartender, so I get to hear all the stories about what's going on up here to everybody, how it's affected families, how it's affected personal relationships, business relationships. So I'm up here.
Fantastic.
These are my people.
Fantastic. All right, great. Oh, that's great, Deb. How many people, Debbie, how many people do you think, if you had to do like a dead reckoning, how many people do you think, and I see more people are arriving there as we're talking here.
Right now, I'd say 175.
And there's other people that I can sort of see in the distance. Looks like there's more people walking up as we speak, and I see trucks are driving through. So I imagine that that count is going to be growing quite a bit here over the next probably 20 or 30 minutes. Is that a police officer there? Are they coming? Is that a cop coming through?
Yeah.
Sheriff?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Huh. Okay. Well, you know, I can't blame the sheriff for being there. I mean, it's pretty unusual probably for that town. As long as they, we hope they're constitutional sheriffs and they respect people's rights. That's all we ask for. I don't know the sheriff there in that county. What county is that, Deb? Do you know?
Wolf.
Wolf County?
Poole County.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't know what the county is on the. I don't know what the county would be on the Canadian side.
Yeah, sure. I don't know if I think few Americans would. I don't feel bad. What are some of these signs that we're seeing? What are these signs saying, Debbie?
This sign says, no mandate. Let's go, Brandon. Keep trucking.
No mandate. Let's go, Brandon. Man, I tell you, that's got to be one of the most – I can't believe that still is actually used in pop culture here, the Let's Go, Brandon. But it is indeed. So I'd like to see the fact that there's a lot of youngsters out there. That's great. What does that one say?
Yeah,
I got that one right on the freeway. We will not comply. Truck Joe Biden. That's a good one. Truck Joe Biden. All right. Wow, great. You know, and this is just everyday folks, it looks like, just regular folks. And that's what it takes for those of you that are listening in. You know, these people aren't wearing, superhero costumes. They don't have capes on or, you know, red tights. I mean, these people are just Americana, every average, everyday folks. And that's really, you know, what we've been seeing on this broadcast for a long time. And I know you probably feel the same way, Deb. That's what it's going to take to take this country back. It's going to take everybody rising up and protest and non-compliance. I think non-compliance is a very, very powerful tool that we haven't used nearly enough. Any thoughts on that, Debbie?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have to 100% agree. Stand up. When one person stands up, it gives others courage to do the same. So get out there and inspire somebody is all I can say for that. Oh, I'm just walking in front of her camera. I'm sorry.
That's right. So is that another news? Is there like another news crew there, it looks like, Deb?
I think she's taking personal pictures. Her sign's adorable. But can I see your sign, dear?
What's that say? I can't read it yet.
Stop the mandate. Stop the madness in the mandate. Awesome. Thank you, baby. This one says, my mom is Canadian. My dad is American. We all want freedom.
That's right. That's right. Doesn't matter where you're born. Freedom is all we ask for. That's popular no matter what country you're from. Well, it should be. It's popular for me. Popular for me. And again, folks, for those of you that are just tuning in, we are broadcasting, we're simulcasting live here on several different networks. We're on Foxhole. We're on the Rumble channel. We're on Blog Talk Radio right now. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitch TV. We're broadcasting live here from Sweetgrass, Montana. Debbie Westlake, who's a friend of the show and a friend of mine, she's there right now, and she is putting herself in position to where she can get a really good view of the convoy of trucks that's going to be coming down that road here anytime. And we appreciate you tuning in here to Northwest Liberty News as we're simulcasting this. This is the Northwest Liberty News and Critical Disclosure sort of dual broadcast here. And we're going to keep out here until...
Trying to get Cascade County in a national heritage area, even though most of the landowners who know about it have said no. They're still trying to push for it. That with the 30 by 30 Biden administration plan, it's a land grab. If they are actually able to do it, and they don't have to have landowners' permission to do it, if they get it pushed through, then at any time the state and feds can start telling us what we can and cannot do with our property. So if you want to look into it, if you're on Facebook, I know Facebook is evil, go to Big Sky Heritage Project of Opposition, and there's lots more information on it. But it's real. It's happening. We've been fighting it. Ray Gokowski has managed to help get some legislation put in, but there's a group called Big Sky Rising and Big Sky National Heritage Area that's still trying to push it through. And if they get Cascade County, they just keep stretching the border. And before we know it, they can have the whole state. So They might be targeting Cascade County, but it'll affect the entire state. The entire state of Tennessee is under one, and they have no idea.
What is the name of it, dear?
It's
the 30-30.
It's the 30-by-30 plan. They want to return 30% of the United States and the world to natural habitat by 2030. And this National Heritage Area is a foot in the door.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
No, they've already got their foot in the door. They've had their foot in the door for quite some time now. This program is nothing new. So, sadly, they're trying to execute it because they know that their time is short. People are waking up, and they can only pull off their plan with a dumbed down and uneducated population who still doesn't know they're being conned. Thanks, Lee. I appreciate it. It's good to be with the Foxhole family. Okay, so here we are again.
I'm going to pause just for a minute. Jim, my hands are freezing and I can barely hold my phone. Give me about 5 minutes, warm my hands up, and I'll be back, okay?
You got it. You got it. Okay, so Debbie's going to take a little bit of a break here from us because she has to warm up her hands. If you haven't been to Montana before, it's it's cold in the winter. So no problem there. Let Debbie warm up her hands, and she'll come back on the broadcast, I'm sure, when she does that. There's not really a whole lot going on right now, but they're expecting, from what I'm understanding, 19 to 20,000 trucks here. That's the high-end number to come down that route that we had in the video there anytime. So we're looking forward to Debbie getting back on. She is going to have to, again, she's going to have to warm up her hands come back on the broadcast. We're just delighted that she's able to go there and even be in the position that she's in. She has a stellar position there. So just to recap, we are live streaming, and we will be picking back up the live streaming here soon from Debbie Westlake, who is in Sweetgrass, Montana, one of the only, I believe, three crossings from Canada to the U.S. for trucks. She's got a sweet spot right on the freeway there or in the overpass, and we're waiting for those trucks to come down that road that she had in the video. That could be any time. So we're going to, I'm sure that she'll connect back up with us again. But this is a great example, folks, while we're waiting for Debbie to come back, it's probably a good idea to recap things here and let you know that what you're seeing unfolding here with this trucker strike here and across really the world in certain spots, our people are rising finally. Finally, people are rising up and standing against the tyranny. Finally, it's happening. Now, it's not happening as fast as I think some of us would like it to be. It's happening, though, nonetheless. And these are, dangerous and exciting times to be alive in, folks. I try to tell my own children, as difficult as it is for them to really grasp at their age the totality of the situation, but I try to tell them when I can that they should pay attention to everything that's going on here, because we literally are living through historical times. There's no time closer. We've been closer in no time in my life than to literally overthrowing the establishment and getting these chains of tyranny that have been around us since our birth. No one listening to this broadcast, no one is old enough to not have lived under the yoke of the tyranny of the establishment. This has been going on since you were born. We were all born into it. We're all born into the lies, into the propaganda, into the half-truths, into the mind control. The operations that they're running on us, and we've talked about these before, the Hegelian dialectic, the problem reaction solution, the divide and conquer, the MK Ultra mind control, fear-based, trauma-based mind control operations that they're running on us. It's a wonder we're all not sitting in the corner drooling, you know, speaking incoherently with as much as many of attacks as have been launched against us in every single arena, whether it be financially, whether it be health wise, you know, genetically speaking, they're trying to eliminate the population and sterilize the rest. And what they don't do then, they kill in abortion clinics. I mean, we're just an all-out war, folks. We're in an all-out war against evil. And that's why I really can see with this trucker thing that's going on here. And again, we'll have Debbie Westlake back here in a moment. I'm seeing for the first time in my life where I can see if I play this out to its logical conclusion, again, unless they drop a nuke and just wipe us all out, I don't see how they're going to stop the massive amount of pushback that they are going to get, especially after this trucker event happens today. And millions more people see this event happening, and they're going to be inspired as well. So, you know, what they've done here, what they're going to do, what they're in fear of doing by cutting off all this, these transmissions and trying to censor people, is if you remember what happened to, I think it was Dr. Malone, Robert Malone, his name, Robert Malone, but they cut off his Twitter channel of 500,000 subscribers or something like that, I think is what he had. And he started putting out truth. I think it's Robert Malone. And he started putting out truth. And then he went on the Joe Rogan show and got like 60 million views. This is the things that are going to happen. I think they call it the Streisand effect. When you try to stop something, and what happens is it just gets worse and gets worse for them. Looks like we have Debbie Westlake back on the broadcast here. She's connecting in. Get your hands warm there, Debbie. Can you hear me okay? Let me see. I ask her to unmute. Did you get your hands warm, Deb?
What was that, Jim?
So did you get your hands warm?
They're a little bit warmer.
You want some gloves?
Who do we have, here?
Say your name for us, dear.
My name is Phil Harrison. I'm from Williston, North Dakota, and we drove out to support the folks. And I didn't know that the Canadians had this kind of chutzpah. So we come to support them and to support the Americans that want our freedoms back. And we want to stop the lockdowns and give people back their freedom of choice and over their bodies and over their lives. And we're up here with some good folks. And it's a wonderful day to be out here.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. We appreciate it. Your first name was, again, Bill, you said?
Yeah, Bill Harrison.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for joining us here on Northwest Liberty News.
Yeah, y'all take care.
No, it's okay. We could still could have talked to Bill, Deb, but that's all right. I just wanted to see if there's other people from – want to see if that's okay. I'm going to see if there's other people from North Dakota there. I got to believe that there is. I'd like to get a kind of an idea of how many people from how many different states are here. I don't know if that's going to be possible, but that's all right. Hey, Bill.
There's Bill again for you. Sometime.
Hey, Bill. Hey. How many – did you come by yourself? Is there a contingency of people from North Dakota that's coming?
No. My wife and I heard about it in Williston through – because she'd been following the trucking situation through the alternative media that's going on in Canada. We just want to come and show our support. So we drove in yesterday from Williston.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate that. So, Debbie, are you seeing any signs of any trucks coming down or anything yet, or are we still kind of waiting right now for that?
Officers just said that there's many coming down through the Canadian border. We're just waiting on them to clear customs. But as far as coming north, the officer said that he'd heard anywhere from hundreds to almost 20,000. So they don't know they're not really quite sure what to expect from the south.
Wow. 20,000. That would be unbelievable. 20,000 trucks.
That would be
trucks.
Several miles.
What's that?
That would be several miles.
Yeah. Several miles. Several. Yeah. 20,000 trucks would probably be. Wow. I mean, it would be 25, 30 miles, maybe several miles. I think.
I know the main convoy out of Canada or in Canada was 70 kilometers. So that's what, 40 to 45 miles.
Yeah. You know, I never got into the metric thing. I just never did. I can't.
Not very good at it either.
Hold the gun.
We're American. Sorry. Forgive us for not learning the metric system.
I never wanted to. I never thought it was kind of stupid, frankly. Okay, so great. So is there still people coming in, Debbie? Is there still people coming across in pickup trucks? Now, where are these people? Are these people walking over from that parking spot that we showed earlier? Is that filling up now?
That parking lot's pretty full. And it looks like they're parking down at the rest area is getting filled up, too. But that parking lot over there, I can't see an empty spot over there at all anymore.
So do they have any overflow? Or people are just going to be just parking probably wherever they can, eh? I mean, you wonder if the cops are going to hand out tickets, because when the parking lot gets full, people are going to have to probably park in, you know, quote-unquote unauthorized parking spots. I wonder if they're just – I wonder if they're going to get there and be handing out tickets.
I don't know. The officer did say that if we get a large group, they have already planned on closing this lane of the highway or this lane of this overpass.
Okay, so that's good. So they've got the police there have got some sort of a plan in place if in case there are a lot of people show up. So they're going to, I would suppose it's because there's going to be probably more people if it gets filled up. They don't want people being hit by a car as people would be driving by, of course.
Right.
That makes sense.
There's something coming up the highway. I see guys with flags anyhow. Do you see the cars down there? A couple vehicles and cars coming up the off-ramp right now.
Okay, folks, just a little bit of a reset here. We are with Debbie Westlake, who is a friend of the show, and she is in Sweetgrass, Montana. She's got a sweet spot, a prime spot on the overpass, waiting for the trucker convoy to come through that area right there where she's at. And again, we're expecting, based upon her conversations with law enforcement and her her conversations with other people in that network that are doing that sort of thing, there could be up to 20,000 rigs could be coming down that freeway. That's really going to gum things up, Debbie. I mean, there's obviously one of the largest, I think probably the largest vehicle on any road at any time is pretty much going to be a rig, an 18-wheeler. They take up a lot of real estate. They don't move quickly, especially when they're stopped. So if they get 20,000 rigs on that road right there, Debbie, I got to believe that's going to be backed up for miles and miles, and it's going to take a long time to clear that out, which is the point, really, right? Isn't that the point?
Correct.
Is to gum things
correct
up. Now, I haven't heard of any, Debbie, calls for violence. I haven't heard of anybody acting violently. I haven't heard of anybody, making threats or anything like that. Has that basically been your experience as well? And how about the people that you see there right now? All these people, none of these people seem to be in a position to cause violence or anything. So I know you're not a cop and you can't really, it's not your job to detect that, but I'm just asking you from your layman's perspective.
What I see is we need a bonfire and a barbecue.
Right on. That's great. That's great. That's
later.
Great.
Oh, did you hear her?
There's some local farmers and ranchers have donated over 100 pounds of beef that I know of so far, and we will feed these people.
Wow, there it
did
is right
that,
there,
you?
Folks. Breaking news right here. The local farmers. Local farmers have donated over 100 pounds of beef to be able to feed these fine folks. That's fantastic. It looks like the community is getting involved. The ranchers and farmers are, wow, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. It looks like
that's
the ranchers
awesome
and the farmers are getting involved, and they're going to be donating some food and some meat for these fine folks to dine on. Now, I wonder, what about cooking facilities, Deb? I guess everybody's going to have to bring their own barbecue grill. I can't believe there's cooking facilities around there, yes?
No, they're going to cook, and then they plan on putting an ice chest and a couple of guys on the back of a four-wheeler and distributing water bottles, pops, and burgers and hot dogs.
So they're going to cook. They're going to cook it and deliver it?
Yep.
Wow.
Sweet.
Wow.
That's the plan.
Wow.
We need to do this every day.
Yep.
I should cut the feed and just drive right up there.
Yeah. We've had some meetings on how to deal with this if and when it happens. So, and then if it doesn't happen, we're having a big party in Sweetgrass.
Right on. Good times. That's great. That's great stuff. Well, I really, we're glad to hear that those farmers and ranchers have stepped up. And again, folks, the farmers and ranchers around Sweetgrass there have decided that they're going to get on board with the program, and they are going to provide food and meat and sustenance for the people that are there protesting. So they're not only going to cook it, but they're going to deliver it. So
what are we? We're live right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh goodness, go for it.
So she was just up on the Canadian side.
Warning, not on the Canadian side,
okay.
On the U.S.
looking
side. Yes. Word has it, so my father is on the other side as a Canadian and U.S. citizen. They're about 30 kilometers backed up in a convoy. They began this morning at 7 from Fort McLeod, and we've got a tremendous amount of support on our side. We're just hoping for some revival of both American and Canadian citizenship and rights.
Wow,
so
fantastic. And your first name is?
Could you tell me your first name, dear?
Yes, my name is Christy.
Thank you, Christy.
And where are you from? Where are you from? I just wanted to know where they're from. I'm trying to get an idea where they're from. That's all right. That's all right.
Yes, ma'am, I had to purchase this morning.
How do you do that?
I had to go back down to Sunburst in order to get service and get an international plan.
Oh,
Yeah, that was the only way I was able to do it, too. It took me about an hour to get it figured out this morning.
What I was able to see is the line way up there.
You're with her? We're live with Northwest Liberty News out of Kalispell. She'd like to speak.
Oh, okay. I'm Grace Pelloni, and I'm with FreedomFighters.org.
Hi, Grace.
Maureen Keelan. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for joining us on the program. May I ask where you're from?
Condon, the Swan Valley.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And why, Grace, are you here today? What personal motivation brings you here today to this event?
Oh, well, the folks that started this event, freedomfighters.org, Maureen Steele is a paralegal for Lee Dundas. She's she's known everywhere for her freedom fighting. She's a freedom fighting attorney, and they sent me up here and asked me to cover it. But I don't have any cell services, so I can't go live.
Well, I tell you one thing. If they want to pick up my, they can certainly pick up my feed if they want to. Debbie's here and she's live. They can pick that up. They can pick up that feed on the Rumble channel, Northwest Liberty News Rumble channel. It's going live.
Oh, awesome. And I'm so happy to see you all here. I called everybody I could think of. I went on Montana Talks yesterday morning trying to get people motivated. I called TV channels. I called everywhere to try to get coverage here. And we just went up to the border. We went up to where the fence is. And you can see, as far as you see cars and trucks. And you can hear them honking way in the distance. So that was...
Okay, looks like we lost the feed there from Debbie Westlake. Don't know what happened there, folks. She looks like she's still connected, but we just don't have any audio or video. Yeah, don't know what's going on. Debbie, can you hear me okay? Debbie, can you hear me? Hello?
I'm frozen.
I can hear you. You're pretty choppy. If you need to reset your phone or something and come back on again, you can certainly do that, Deb. Your video is frozen, and I know your audio is a little bit choppy. If you need to reset again, you can go ahead and do that if you'd like. We'll wait for you. There you go. She's gone. Okay, so I think that she probably has some connection issues. She may have to shut her phone off and turn it back on again. I don't know what's going on with her battery, maybe even. We'll see. It looks like she's back. Looks like she's back on. There you go. I can kind of hear you, Debbie. You there?
Waiting.
Debbie, are you there, Debbie? I can barely hear you, Debbie. I can barely hear you. So what we talked about before, folks, we expected that there was going to be some issues. Now, what I imagine is happening, too, is there's probably a whole lot of other people showing up, and they're probably using the cell service, probably going to degrade the signal somewhere. Debbie, can you hear me?
It's annoying. You'll get annoyed.
Yes, sir. I'm getting messages from
You have to repeat that. There we go. I think we got Debbie back on. Looks like we got her on.
You hear me now?
Okay, Deb, I'm kind of getting your video. It's not coming through, but it looks like your video is connected. It's just not broadcasting right now. I'm not getting your I'm not getting any actual picture of you.
So,
can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Okay.
What's
So I don't know what happened there.
Okay. Now, Debbie, if you need to shut your phone off and turn it back on to sort of reboot your phone, you can go ahead and do that if you'd like, because we've lost your video at this point, and I think that would be for posterity's sake, if nothing else, it'd be really good to get the video. And I think Debbie's gone again. So there you are. If you want to go ahead and reset, why don't you go ahead and shut your phone off and turn it back on again, Debbie?
There's a rose that is on our side.
Yeah.
Again, folks, we're coming to you live here from Sweetgrass, Montana. Debbie Westlake is on the ground there. We're having some connection issues. We had her for a long, long time on the line there, but we're having connection issues now. So we are just going to wait for her to get back connected again and get the video working again. Debbie, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, Jim.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can. Can I make a suggestion for you, sweetheart? Can you...
What's that?
Why don't you go ahead and shut your phone all the way off and then recycle it and turn it back on again? And I think that will that may clear out some of that cache that you have, and that will probably help your phone coming through. There she goes. I think she actually just started acting on it immediately. So it looks like Debbie's gone now, but hopefully we can have her reset her phone and have her back on here, because we want her to have a strong signal when the trucks actually do come rolling up that highway, which we're expecting that to be any time now. There is reports now of a 30 kilometer backup. And again, I don't have the whole metric thing down, so I don't know how far that is, but I think it's pretty far. It's pretty far for a traffic backup. That's all I know. So as soon as Debbie Westlake reboots her phone here, she'll be back on the line with us. Again, she is coming to us live from Sweetgrass, Montana. The truckers are just about to arrive there, from what I'm understanding. They're going to be coming right up that road that she's at. And what she'll be doing here is, once she reboots her phone and puts it back up again here, gets it back online, she'll join us on the program again, I'm sure, and we'll have her here, hopefully, with a fresh phone, if you will, and a fresh video, so we can get the very moment. We hope to get the very moment that these trucks start rolling their way through. And again, folks, we are living in historic times here. I know it's easy to get tied up in the day-to-day stuff and all the stress that goes on and all the distractions that are really, you know, put out there on purpose to keep you dumbed down and confused. But understand, step back for a moment if you can. It's not easy to do, but if you can, step back for a moment and realize the historic times that we're in right now. I mean, have you ever seen in your lifetime 20,000 trucks come together? That's just here in this location. Not to mention, I've heard up to 100,000 trucks in total, in various locations. This is unprecedented. This is literally historic times that we're living through here right now. And we're going to try to be bringing it to you live right here from Northwest Liberty News. Now, unfortunately, what a lot of people didn't know that Debbie knew is that you can't show up there and get cell phone service because it picks up the Canadian, because you're so close to Canada, it says that you have Canadian service. So Debbie had to drive all the way back to the closest town to get U.S. cell service, and then she had to pay, I don't know how much it was, $5 or something for service for the day. Other people there didn't have that same forethought and foresight, majority of them. So there's not going to be probably very many people live streaming that broadcast there, except for us, as soon as we can get Debbie back on the line here. Because again, unless someone leaves that location and drives another, I think it's like 12 or 13 miles to the closest town to get the service back again, Unless they do that, they're not going to be able to live stream this event. So right now, we're currently, we had Debbie on for quite some time. She was having problems with her phone and her video. So I asked her to just recycle her phone and start it back up again. And we're hoping that, that she's in the process of doing that right now and that she can get back reconnected again. She's live on the ground there, right on the overpass where the convoy of trucks are going to be coming through pretty soon. They're going to be coming through here pretty soon. It's imminent. Apparently it's imminent. So we're waiting for her to come back on again, but just folks, this is, this is an example of the type of things that we've been speaking of on this program and others as well. Just get involved. Just get involved. Just let people just have your voice heard, right? You don't have to be super skilled or proficient or have any type of a degree or any speech classes or communications classes. None of that. None of that stuff. You just have to have a pulse. If you have a pulse and your vocal cords work, you know, you've got what it takes. You've got what it takes to resist the tyranny. You've got what it takes to resist the tyranny, folks. Let's hope that Debbie can come back on here. I certainly hope that when she recycled her phone there, it didn't mess up that signal. But she's paid for it apparently already. So I don't see why it should be a problem. But again, she's there. I'm here. I can always call her on the mobile line here and think that the phone service will work. Oh, she just texted me. Okay. Okay. So the lady from Freedom Fighters is going to send you the link for her Zoom so you can feed through there. She's headed back to her truck where there's Wi-Fi. Okay, so it looks like I just got the text from Debbie here. Looks like that young lady from Freedom Fighters that we talked to, they've got some, a better hookup at the truck, and they're going to be coming through with the Zoom meeting, and I'll be linking up with them here soon. So they're apparently on the way back to the truck. Debbie must be having connection issues. Again, this is a fluid situation, folks. We are we're coming to you live, and we're trying to bring this information to you the best that we can. Sweet grass is not, again, there's no real thriving metropolis here in Montana. I mean, you realize that we're the fourth largest state, and there's just over 1 million people in the whole state. So, I mean, just let that sink in for a second. No perspective from a county that I came from in Michigan. The county that I came from had 1.5 million people in it, more than the whole state of Montana, and just the county that I moved from here in Michigan. So it's a sparsely populated area. They don't spend a whole lot of money on cell towers and cell, you know, they don't put a lot of capital expenditure. The cell phone companies don't put a lot of capital expenditure into areas where there's not a lot of customers. It's just a business decision for them. So there's not exactly the best signal or the best coverage there. But apparently, the latest information is there's a woman there from Freedom Fighters that came. I guess she was on Montana Talks yesterday with Aaron Flint. Aaron's a good guy. She was on Aaron Flint, and she's going to be sending me a Zoom link so we can connect through her Zoom. And we'll see how that works out. And we're just waiting for that to occur, folks. Again, this is a live broadcast. It's a fluid situation, and it's very dynamic. So we're just gonna do what we can to get connected, because it really would be fantastic to get the shot, just for everybody's sake, just for posterity's sake, of those truckers coming across all in mass coming up that freeway would be something else. So. Again, I'm your host, James White, from Northwest Liberty News, northwestlibertynews.com. That's northwestlibertynews.com. And Critical Disclosure Radio, which is hosted by Brighteon Radio. That's my, during the week, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, you can find my broadcast on Brighteon Radio, also on Foxhole. I simulcast live there and on the Rumble channel. Today we happen to be on Blog Talk. So here's Debbie. Looks like Debbie's back on the. There's Debbie again. Let's bring Debbie back. And hopefully she'll be popping up here in a minute. hopefully rebooting her phone there sort of helped, is going to help facilitate her, her getting a good signal. And she's coming right back up. I see her. She's connecting right now. So Debbie Westlake will be with us here in just a moment again. She's on. There she is right there. Okay. Debbie, are you there? Debbie, are you there?
Can you hear me, Jim?
I can hear you. I can hear you, but the signal has...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I can hear you.
Yep. Can you hear me, Jim?
I can hear you, yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
The lady from Freedom Fighters is going to give me a ride up to the border station so we can see the actual line.
Right.
Okay.
We're going to go for a little ride, and we're going to go look across the border, and you can see the line of trucks and cars that are lined up. You can hear them honking forever in the distance.
Are you going to stay connected,
It'll be
Debbie?
Pretty cool. Thank you.
Debbie, are you Debbie, yes, are you going to stay connected? Okay, I didn't know if you were going to bail until you got there, or, but you're going to try to stay connected the whole time. Is that what you're telling me?
I think I will because we're so spotty. I'm going to bail for a second.
Okay.
Until we get up there, we'll be but a few minutes.
Sure thing. Okay. Okay. Debbie's going to go ahead and disconnect until she gets closer to the area that she's going to. Apparently, the woman from Freedom Fighters, I want to make sure that I get the name right. What are they from? Yeah, they're from Montana Freedom Fighters, I believe, is where their organization is. They are there on the scene also, and they've made a connection with Debbie, who is there doing the video for us here at North of Sobriety News. They are going to be walking down to the Canadian area, Canadian side of. And again, folks, you heard what I heard, and the signal is not great. But apparently, from what I gathered from what she said, the woman from Freedom Fighters is going to take Debbie down to the area where there is, you can see the line of trucks backed up. Here's Debbie again. There's a big tractor going by. She has popped back on here. There's no audio yet, but we'll ask her to unmute and see if we can get her back on here. Again, we're coming to you live from Sweetgrass, Montana.
Sorry, Jim. I just wanted to show you the tractor.
No, you're good. You're good. Are you walking? Are you still walking towards the Canadian border area?
Yes, Jim. Oh, yes, sir. Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. I've been called worse. Okay, so I'll wait. If you want to go, I'll wait for you to connect back if you want, Debbie. How are you doing on battery?
Okay.
How are you doing on battery power and everything? You good? Okay, I think we lost her. I think she's gone. Yeah, she's gone. So Debbie's traveling over to the Canadian area there, and she's going to try to get some video of apparently there's – the words are a 30-kilometer backup. So please understand, folks, that this is all fluid here. This is all happening as we're talking here. I think she's still actually connected. She is. I don't think she can hear me, though. Debbie, can you hear me? Yeah. So we've got some connection issues, but we're supposed to – hopefully we've got a plan to get that worked out. There's other people there on the scene that have, I guess, a more reliable connection that we're going to try to connect with them and bring you the – hopefully we can get it where right when those trucks come up that highway. I don't know how far away they are from doing that or when that's going to happen. Apparently they were leaving Shelby – between 10 and 10:30, and it's about 30 miles away. So, anytime. They could be there anytime. As far as we know, they could be there anytime. As soon as we get Debbie's feedback up here, we'll be able to have more information. Again, folks, you're watching the live feed of the trucker rally that you've been hearing so much about. Across the country, and I dare say across the world, it seems. This is all coming to a head. It's happening right now. As we speak, it's happening here in America. It's been happening in Canada. I think there's a big event in Ottawa today. The Prime Minister of Canada, like the true beta male that he is, he fled the scene. He doesn't want anything to do with real men and women. That's what happens to these cowards. When a real man or a real woman approaches and comes into the situation, they flee because they're cucks. These people can't stand Trudeau. At any rate, that's my own personal commentary. Sorry about that. We are here trying to get Debbie Westlake back on the broadcast here to have a live stream coming from. We had her here for pretty much the whole first hour she was on the show. I think that the phone lines, I can probably take a call or two if you want to call in while we're waiting for Debbie to come back. If you want to call into the show, you can call in right now. I'll bring you into the show here. If you want to call and make a comment, try to keep it pithy. You know, just be respectful. And we don't really use vulgarity on the show. If you haven't noticed, I'm not saying you can't. I'm just asking you not to, but that's here and there. If you want to call 516-418-5884, 516-418-5884. You can come on the broadcast here and talk about whatever you want to talk. Well, prefer you keep it to this topic here, and we'll bring you on the air, and you can make a comment if you'd like. Looks like we've got Debbie back somewhat here. We've got her. Looks like we've got her video with no video and her audio. So hopefully she's close to getting that connected again. There you go. I can hear her. I can hear you, Debbie, but I can't see you.
Good, Jim. So we're actually standing at the border right now. We're on the line. Yeah. This fence is the line, and all those trucks and cars.
Okay, I can't see all those trucks and cars. It's kind of hard with the video to see that. Okay, we lost it, and she's gone. So, hello, you back? Hello. So what I suppose is happening, folks, as the
Can you hear?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me, Jim?
I can hear you now. Yep. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So we're standing inside the skywalk that walks over the underpass where the trucks will come in, and this red fence here that we're standing in front of is Canadian line. So we're standing on the American side. We cannot go on the other side of the sea. The trucks and all the cars and the road, they say curve one way and curves the other way. And there's trucks as far as you can see. You can see trucks across as far as you can see. And you can hear them going around the area.
Wow. So the video, at this point, the video is not great. I don't know if they're putting some sort of a jammer on the video, or it's just a matter of there's so many people showing up there now that are trying to use their phones that it's probably degrading the signal.
Yeah, that's Jason.
So can you hear me okay, Debbie? Debbie, can you hear me? Hello? Debbie, can you hear me okay? No, she's gone. We've lost her. We lost the audio for the video. Deb? She's still connected to Skype. We're just having tremendous connection issues, folks, as we thought we might have. We thought we might have connection issues.
Oh, yeah,
she's back now. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah. Friends, Maureen and I are good.
Debbie, can you hear me okay?
Yes, Jim, I can.
Okay, do you have any indication as far as the convoy that we've heard, the up to 20,000 trucks? Do you have any updates on the on their advancement? Are they getting closer? Have they left? Do you have any updates since we talked last, Deb?
If I had a phone, I could call the head of the convoy. I talked to him this morning. I don't know if we can text you the phone number. You could call him and see what he said. Or I can text for a minute. We could use my phone.
Well, I tell you what. If you want to give him the call-in line, he can call right into the show. If I gave you the call-in line, he can call right into my broadcast here, and I can bring him right on the show. If you have a pen, probably don't. But if you have the ability to take this number down, I can go ahead and give it to you if you'd like.
Give me the number.
It's 516-418.
No, 516.
516.
418. Okay.
5884. Again, one more time. 516 418-5884. If you want to text that number to the head of the convoy and have them call me, I'd be happy to bring him in on the broadcast here. Or her, him or her. I don't know who is ahead of it. Could be her. Go ahead. Yeah, you're breaking up badly. Yeah, you're breaking up.
I don't know if you already called him on your phone. Yes. Okay, guy Dave.
Okay,
Jim, we're going to make a phone call. I'll call you back. Be right back.
Okay, great. Thanks. Okay, folks, we're hoping that I just gave the number to the call-in line. I just gave the number to the call-in line here to the show. So hopefully that gets across to the head of the convoy, and we can have the head of the convoy be calling us up here on the broadcast here soon. That would be sweet. We could pull that one off. Let's hope and pray that happens. But we're on the scene there. Northwest Suburban News is on the ground. We've only got about 35 minutes left on this phone line. So that's – and then it will be and then Blog Talk. I have a two-hour plan on Blog Talk. If you've ever used Blog Talk Radio, you buy plans. And so I have a two-hour plan. So that 2 hours is going to be expiring here pretty soon, and I won't be able to take any calls. I guess I could take calls through Zoom, technically, which I could do that and may do that if we have to. But, again, we are waiting for the – hopefully we're going to be getting a phone call here on the studio line from the head of the convoy shortly. That would be great if he would call in, or she. I don't know who's the head of it, but they could call in. That would be excellent. And we're coming to you live here from Kalispell, Montana. I'm in Kalispell, Montana, in my studios here in Kalispell, and we are simulcasting the Freedom Convoy, the Freedom Trucker Convoy from Sweetgrass, Montana. Debbie Westlake, who's a friend of the show, and Debbie is actually the very first parent. When I was doing my CPS stint there and going after those crooks at CPS, those child trafficking kidnappers at CPS, Debbie was my very first guest who has been victimized by those crooks. So Deb has been a friend of mine for a long time, and we're always delighted to have her here. She's been a guest several times, and we're glad that she's down there in Sweetgrass, Montana, with her phone, sending us that live feed. Again, James White, Northwest Liberty News, northwestlibertynews.com, northwestlibertynews.com, or my show that is hosted by Brighteon Radio during the week, Critical Disclosure Radio, criticaldisclosure.com. Now, understand, as I've said before, sadly, my wonderful web gal, Janet, of many years, passed away recently, and she was managing the websites for me, so I've taken that over. So the websites are not nearly as updated as I would like them to be, but I'm asking for a little bit of grace here on that because I'm doing an awful lot. But you can still, I mean, they're still functional. NorthwestSuburbanNews.com, NorthwestSuburbanNews.com, and CriticalDisclosure.com. Again, we are going, we're waiting for the, waiting for Debbie Westlake to join us back here on the program. And hopefully, if all the stars line up, we will have the head of the convoy calling in here to the broadcast soon, and we'll be able to talk to them and find out exactly what's going on. Historic times, folks. Don't know how else I can put it. This is historic times. We're literally seeing history unfold right in front of us. Sadly, we're so distracted by other things, and there's so many other events occurring, and you know, there's false flag operations, and like we talked about before, the different programs are running, the Hegelian dialectic and the trauma-based mind control. All that's going on simultaneously while all this other stuff is going on. So, I mean, it's like an unbelievable dichotomy that we're living in here. It's almost like there's, you know, some people are just have bought into the lies of the dark side, and they're like in their own camp, and then other people have not bought into the lies and can see through the falsehoods, and we couldn't be farther apart at times. But I think things like this trucker event and things like, you know, people coming together as liberals that are coming out now saying, hey, we're fed up with this stuff. Not a big fan of Bill Maher, I think he's at all, but people like him are coming out and saying, hey, this is enough's enough. And, you know, that's going to, over time, that wears into the false narrative. It wears down the false establishment narrative. And we're getting to a point that I mentioned a couple of months ago. I think we're finally getting to that point now where we're in it. We're actually at that point, and we're in process of going through it, where truth is coming out so fast and at such a rate that they cannot, the establishment cannot craft enough lies fast enough to be able to overcome this, the voluminous amount of truth that is coming out on a regular basis. Their ability to craft these lies and their propaganda machine cannot keep up with 100,000 truckers or millions of people across the country coming out en masse to protest and to stand up against the tyranny. They have nothing in their program that can stop that, short of a nuclear weapon that wipes out the population and the buildings and everything in it, and they don't want that. So they're hamstrung. They're hamstrung by this. And it's all that they were going to be hamstrung. This has always been the answer. This isn't something new. We've always had the ability to do this. We just haven't got up off our rear ends in enough numbers to affect change. There's been groups, of course, for years that have been talking about this stuff and bringing out the tyranny and exposing the tyrants. But it's been such a small group of people that their voices just haven't risen above the noise, hasn't had a chance to rise above, the mainstream media propaganda and the gaslighting. But that's what's happening now. That is what you're seeing happening right before us. I think this is just a tremendous time to be alive, and I'm delighted. Now, they could make things very tough for us because they still have a lot of control, and they have the ability to, false flag is one of their favorite things to do. So I expect that there'll be some sort of a false flag. They're not just going to just walk away and, throw their marbles on the floor and go, you beat us, you got it. We're all going to just, voluntarily hold out our hands so we can get handcuffed and be let off the prison and executed. It's not going to happen that way. Never has, never will. These people are going to be staying until the very bitter, to the bitter end. And they're going to pull every tool that they have out of their diabolical tool bag to, maim us, kill us, keep us dumbed down, make us sick, make us weak, confuse us. This is their operation. This is their operation. I can't tell you, folks, how much I long for a time in this country when we are not under the grip of these tyrants. None of us have any clue what it's like to be out from under their grip. Not a one of us. Not a one of us. Unless you're part of the club, unless you're part of the establishment. So this is great times, folks. Again, we're coming to you live from Kalispell, Montana. We're waiting for Debbie Westlake. She was with us for quite some time, waiting for Debbie Westlake to reconnect with us. Now she's traveling down somewhere towards the border to get a better view of some of the trucks. And I have to be honest with you, I don't know really what she's doing because I have no connection with her. But I know she's on the scene, and I fully expect that when she's able to do so, she's going to connect back up with us again and come here on the broadcast. And hopefully it's in time to see the trucks come up the highway. Now, again, we gave out the studio number to the head of the head of the convoy, and I'm watching the phone system here, seeing if he or she, again, I don't know who the head of the convoy is. So if I say he, I mean, it may be a woman for all I know. I'm sure women can lead convoys. So, hey, Duda man, thank you. Thank you for that. I'm not really sure, folks. I know some people are making some, a gifting things on Foxhole. I appreciate that. I have to apologize. I just learned how to actually live stream on Foxhole here a couple of days ago. So I don't really know about all these things that really yet. I'm sure it's cool. Thanks so much. I don't know really what it means, but I appreciate the gifts. Is all I can say, and I will try to find out what all that means. I know there's some gold pills, and I don't really know all that means either, but I'm sure it's good. So I really like Foxhole. It's a great group. It's a great collection of fine people, at least broadcasting wise anyway. I can't account for their personal life, but okay, again here, folks, we are hopefully we're going to be having Debbie back on the scene. Let's see if we got any texts from her. No texts recently. We are we're anxiously awaiting the convoy to come up the freeway. Now, I was told by Debbie in a text that someone else there has a better connection, and apparently they're going to try to connect either through my Zoom or they're going to send me a link where I can connect through their Zoom and get a better signal. So here's Debbie back here with us again. Let me let Debbie back in. And she'll be joining us here in just a moment. Debbie Westlake down there in Sweetgrass, Montana. And she's connected now. There she is. She's connected. And it always takes a minute for her video and audio to sync up. So thank you, Two Rivers. I appreciate that. I appreciate that explanation. I have to dig into that and find out more what's going on. Okay, so we have Debbie back with us. Debbie, are you back? Debbie, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Can you find him, Jimmy?
You're very choppy. You're very choppy, but I can kind of hear you. I can kind of hear you. Set the scene for us, Deb. Where are you at right now? What are you looking at? What's going on there?
So this red line is the Canadian-U.S. border, is red fence.
Okay.
We're as close as we can get. If you look out there in the distance, you can see some trucks. But if you see that green sign way out there, somewhere in that area, can you blow
that? I don't know how to zoom in on.
Yeah, it's not. It looks like there's a bunch of trucks lined up on the right hand side of your frame, but since you got reverse camera, it's probably the left hand side of your frame.
It's right.
Yeah. Okay, so is that, are we seeing trucks? Looks like there's trucks backed up there. Is that what we're seeing? It's kind of really hard to make out. And we've lost him. All right. That's going to happen, folks. That's technology for you. This is the time we're living in. Oh, there she is. She's back. Debbie,
Jim, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I want to introduce you to some Canadian friends we just met.
Great. Hi. We love our Canadian friends. Hello, Canadian friends. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Who am I speaking with? First name's always good.
Corey.
Hi, Corey. I'm Jim.
Owen.
I'm sorry. What was the other person?
This is Bailey and Cohen.
Thank you so much for being here on the broadcast. Give us an idea of why you, give us your own personal reasons why you are there today.
Well, we came from central Alberta, of Edmonton, near Leduc, and we came because we'd like to support the trucker convoy for freedom. We are tired of the mandates. The children don't feel that their futures are going very far. I have a couple of other older children whose education has come to a screeching halt due to the mandate.
Okay, you're still there. Can you give me your thoughts on your? There, she's gone. All right, I think they're gone. I think we lost them. Oh, they're there. Can you give me your thoughts on Trudeau? What's your thoughts on Justin Trudeau? They're our Canadian friends.
I think he needs to just quit. He needs to just quit his
job.
Just quit. Walk away.
He needs to quit his day job.
I can't say those things in front of my children.
And with the family show too, please.
it's a joke.
I saw a recent poll, and I don't know who conducted the poll, and I'm not saying that you ladies feel this way, but astoundingly, The poll that I saw, 93% of the Canadians think that he should be executed for crimes against humanity. I don't know. I didn't take that poll. I'm not saying that you agree with that. I'm just saying that there's some people that are pretty upset with your prime minister right now in Canada. That's for sure.
Well, if that ever goes to trial, I will definitely be watching and awaiting the outcome.
I think there's a lot of leaders that should be questioned.
We came to not to be violent or be a part of anything. So whatever comes of the proper trial would be really nice to see.
Can you tell us what, if you've seen trucks on site, how many trucks you've seen?
We came with a convoy from Goodrich, and I wouldn't even know. It was as far as the other two drives in both directions, in front and behind us. So I really wouldn't even know how many are there. A lot. We left Goodrich at 7 o'clock this morning, and we just pulled in now at 11. So
wow, and that's
4 hours to get here.
How far are yours?
Goodrich is only maybe an hour and a half at the most. So, driving at decent speed.
Yeah.
So, at the most.
So, awesome. So can this I ask you, what do you suppose the outcome is going to be? I don't think that your fellow Canadian truckers and others are just going to let this go. Do you see that the only actual thing for the government to do is to back down? I don't see them having any other choice. How about you, ladies?
I can't speculate on an outcome, but Canadians have enough. And I don't think people are going to back down. We are not a fringe minority that are totally against this.
You're not Vichy French, right? You're not Vichy French is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, Trudeau did state that it is a fringe minority that is standing up against these mandates. Our media is making a mockery of everything, and that's definitely not the case. He is hiding the truth, and enough is enough. Somebody shut him up with it.
I can't believe he shut off all the cameras to the overpasses, so you guys can't see and we can't see what's going on.
Well, hold on, Ed. Hold on a minute. Is that wait? Recap that. Did you say that they have purposely shut off all the overpass cameras?
I've heard that.
Yeah, to Ottawa. Yeah.
Ottawa.
Yeah.
Really?
So you can't see how many people are protesting. And I was watching a couple of them the other night when they went from a long line of trucks to nobody there within seconds.
Well, it's amazing. They said that, you know, there's hundreds of trucks in the convoy, and we know that, you know, the convoy stretched across the province of Manitoba.
It's so thousands.
You know, it's like
over
50,000. I mean,
50,
just in the convoy coming down here, there must have been a couple thousand. I mean,
yeah.
At least a couple thousand. And our convoy was 50 kilometers long. So saying that the media is just full of lies. I guess they're paid off.
And this is frustrating. We're all human beings, and we got to talk through this next grid.
Hey, Debbie, did you get a chance? Can you hear me, Deb?
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to send that number to the call-in show over to the head of the convoy by any chance? Did you?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Okay, good. Hopefully they will call.
Let me double check to make sure I did the right number, Jim.
Okay, because I've only got call-in service about another 17 minutes.
516-418-5884.
Correct. That's correct.
Okay.
And if they could call to the show in the next 15 minutes, that'd be great.
I said it's 11:31, Jim.
No problem, sweetheart. No big deal. It is what it is. If he calls in, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't. You know, it's one of those things. So any trucks coming down the freeway now, Debbie, have you heard anything about how far away they are?
What I was trying to tell you.
Go ahead.
What I was trying to tell you a little while ago.
I think we may have lost Debbie's audio there. We've lost her video. But I think we lost the audio too. I think she's probably really ready to take to fade out here in a minute. Go ahead. Yeah, you got a bad signal. You got a bad signal. Yeah, you're not coming through clear. You're not your signal's not good. So here's something that we can do, Deb. Actually, while you don't have the camera on, if you just want to go audio, we can certainly just do the audio portion of things, and you can ask questions and interview people if you'd like. And then we'll only kick the video on when the trucks start coming through. That way you can, A, save on your battery power and then your bandwidth as well. Or we could just go straight to video.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yep.
Okay. So, Jim, from what we're learning, Grace spoke with the head of Grace from Freedom Fighters, spoke with the head of the convoy coming down from Canada. And there's over 1,000 trucks on the Canadian side.
There's over 1,000 trucks on the Canadian side, you said?
Yes. However, don't know how many of us are actually going to see them because they're being turned around on the Canadian side. So if you see that thing out there, and you can see that thing out there.
So Debbie, you're reporting. So Debbie, I just want to recap. Can you hear me okay, Debbie?
Kind of. You're breaking up a little bit.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay. So what you're reporting is, I just want to recap. So what you're reporting to me is what you're hearing from your sources are that they're turning trucks around in Canada before they get to your location and turning them around and sending them back in?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if you can see the other bridge down there on the American side, there's probably 100 people down there waiting for trucks. So I don't know. We might be having a big party in Sweetgrass with just us.
Okay, so somebody's putting through the chat room here that your signal may be getting weak because are you in the overpass right now? Are you in a, where are you at? Are you in the structure? Are you in a structure right now or are you outside?
I'm outside. I'm standing just that fence that you see right there is the Canadian American border.
Yeah, we're not getting a video. Your video feed's not coming through. Maybe turn your camera off and try to turn it back on again. Let me stop it here on this end, and maybe I can actually control it from this end. I don't think I'm going to be able to. Yeah, looks like you just kicked you out totally. Can you hear me okay, Debbie? Debbie, you there? Okay. I see she's connected with Zoom, but I'm not getting any audio or any video. I'm sure she'll be back here in just a moment. So that's reports we're getting from Debbie Westlake on the ground there in Sweetgrass is that they are turning trucks around on the Canadian side and not letting them get through. I don't know what that means. I'm not there. This is a report. Don't know if that's true. Of course, I'm here in Kalispell and they're there. So this is the latest report that we're getting is that they are turning trucks around before they get to that spot there and sending them back. So there you go. That's the latest that we have. That's the latest information that we have there. But there are certainly plenty of people there. We lost Debbie's connection now. There are plenty of people there on the overpass, and there's plenty of people there that seem to think that the trucks are coming that way. So who knows, right? Who knows? When you have a situation like this, oftentimes the first reports that come through maybe are not accurate, and they're based upon, you know, rumor, innuendo. I've heard this. I've talked to this person. I've heard that person. You know how it goes, folks. So we really don't know, I don't think, until those trucks come around that corner and start coming up that highway if they're going to be there or not. Now, I know that's the Canadian side. So apparently on the U.S. side, I haven't heard any reports of them stopping anybody and turning anybody around on the U.S. side. So there should be at some point, I mean, they were coming from Shelby and it's about 30 miles away. So they're not going to probably be turning these trucks around. I don't see the Montana Highway Patrol or state police stopping these trucks and turning them around. I'm not saying they wouldn't. I'm just saying I don't see them doing that in Montana. Maybe they will. I don't know. Who knows? But we're waiting for Debbie Westlake to connect back up with us again here. You're listening to Northwest Liberty News and Critical Disclosure Radio. We are broadcast on several different platforms right now. We're going to be losing our Blog Talk feed in about 10 minutes. We'll still be broadcasting live on Foxhole, on Rumble. If you go to Rumble and just type in Northwest Liberty News, you'll be able to see it there. We're also simulcasting on Twitch TV and Facebook Live. Today is the 29th day? Wow. 29th day of January 2022. And, of course, this is the day that the trucker rally has been planned. I guess the one in Ottawa is going to be just ginormous. And this is sort of a spillover from that for people to show their they shut the highway cams down there, from what we're understanding, Timber. They shut the highway cams down. That's the report we're getting anyway. So we're going to try to bring you this live coverage here, folks. We do appreciate your patience. You have to understand that this is all being done through a cell phone link from somebody in Sweetgrass, which is not exactly a huge town with a lot of cell phone support systems like you'd have in, let's say, Atlanta, for example, or Detroit. It's not like that out there. So we knew this going in, that we were going to potentially have some connection issues. The very first hour, it was really good. But I think as more people showed up on the scene, more people are calling their friends, more people are trying to do live streaming. And I think it's just, there's only so much throughput that can go through those towers at one time. And again, they're probably not beefed up. They're probably not beefy spots, because there's just, 12 people in the town. I mean, they're not going to throw a bunch of money into infrastructure in a place where there's not a lot of people. So that could be one of the things that we're having issues with as well. Don't know, but I'm quite certain, just like she has always done, Debbie will connect back up with us when she has a chance. And again, we'll be losing the Blog Talk feed here in just about 9 minutes. If you want to call in and make a comment before we lose the connection, you can do that by calling 516-418-5884, 516-418-5884. If you have a comment or a question for me to ask Debbie when she comes back on the line, call in there, and I'll be happy to take your call. This, folks, is not going to stop, as a matter of fact. I don't believe this. People aren't just going to go away. You know, the old saying is, you can't put the toothpaste back into the tube. Once people realize and wake up to the tyranny and to the con, they're not going to very easily fall back into that same pattern of being conned. They will, essentially, because we've been conned. That's the default position. We have a call coming in here, looks like. So let's bring this caller on here. Hey, caller, you're live on the air. I can see you're calling from Montana. Just please state your first name.
Hey, Jim, this is Leonard Falk.
Leonard, how are you, sir? Thanks for calling in. Let me bring Debbie. Debbie's trying to get back to you. Are you paying attention to the program here we got going on, Leonard?
Yes, sir. I got you on Rumble and on Facebook both.
Great. We're trying to bring Debbie back on the line. If you've seen, she's having some connection issues, and it looks like she's back on here again. Maybe we can have her on audio here. What do you think about all this, Leonard? What do you think about all this, these truckers and all these apparently thousands of trucks?
It's crazy, and I just called in because I wanted to let you know that Germany has got a huge trucker convoy going on now too, and all around the world there's truck convoys. So I heard about
Germany, Italy as well. Debbie, are you back with us?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. We've got Leonard on the line with us, Debbie. He's called into the show. He's from Cal. Oh, he's actually gone. So he's hung up. He's gone now. The call's dropped. So he's not here anymore. Debbie, go give us a tell us what you're seeing here, Deb. What's going on?
This was the truck coming out of camp. He said the convoy is at least 20 miles long. I repeat, 20 miles long.
Hold on a second, Debbie. You broke up a little bit there. You broke up a little bit. Hold on, Debbie. You broke up. Did you say, is that the U.S. side? On the U.S. side, you're saying the convoy's 20 miles long?
No. No, sir. On the Canadian side.
Okay. As you can tell, we're still having connection issues. The report that we just received here before Debbie got cut off was that the convoy in Canada is 20 miles long. Again, that's 20 miles long, which is...
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah, go ahead, Deb. Go ahead.
So it doesn't look like we're actually going to be able to see much. They're turning trucks around about maybe a quarter of a mile before the borders cross.
So what about the trucks that came from, what about the trucks from Shelby, Deb? They're still going to come, right?
I haven't seen any yet.
We haven't seen yet, but this guy owns a truck can come here, and his truck to Ottawa, and he just showed, I got a video of it, of his truck A, and he said the truck back on the corner arguing for those to know-nos with campers for what did it say?
20 miles.
20 miles. Huge. But we can't see it. Not allowed on that side. But it's pretty informative. Yeah.
Well, again, from what I understand, now we lost them. They're gone. Debbie's gone. So I didn't get a chance to ask that last question I was going to ask. I know, again, apparently they were trucks were stacking up in Shelby, Montana, which is about 30 miles away. So I got to believe that those trucks are going to be probably coming up that freeway here. Deb, can you hear me okay? So, hey, Debbie, can you hear me okay now?
Yes, Jim. We're going to head back over to the American side where we'll never ever gathered.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead.
You
had much better signal over there as well. You had a much better signal there. So go ahead. And you want to head over there and just call me back when you get there? There goes Debbie Westlake. She's going to head back over to where she was in the first place where we had such great connection over there on the overpass. And again, folks, what we're hearing from her is the convoy is 20 miles long and about 3/4 of a mile away from the, about 3/4 of a mile away from the border. They are apparently turning these trucks around and directing them back into Canada. This is really a PR disaster for the Canadian government and probably soon the American government. The salt of the earth, every day, Joe and Sue and John, or whatever you want to call it, just get up off their keister and say that we're not putting up with these shenanigans any longer. If enough people do that, their whole program ends overnight, folks. We have the power without firing a shot. If we all rise up and say we're not going to put up with it anymore and resist their tyranny goes away. The only way that they're able to run their system on us is that we comply. Do you hear me? That's the only way that they can be victorious over us is if we comply with them. It's just that simple. You know, I wish I could sound smart and give you some complicated answer that would be, it's not. It's nothing complicated about it. Their plan cannot carry forward without willing participants. Come on. I mean, this is elementary. They cannot continue their plan as long as there is unwilling participants. It falls apart. That's what we have to be. We have to be unwilling participants. Yes, Two Rivers, that's what we're hearing. 20 miles long on the Canadian side, and they are turning trucks around three and a quarter miles away from the border and turning them around. I'm going to end the feed right now before they do the countdown here. I'm going to end the feed on Blog Talk. So you're going to hear this come up here just in 1 second here, and then we're going to end that.